that will encourage you to teach your children and grandchildren the importance of taking the jump. I love you all and thank you for inspiring me. You have made me a better man, husband, and father. Without you, I would not be possible. Thank you all. I love you and never forget that. Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. William Ernest Henley. Introduction. Jump. January 13th, 2016. Family Feud Studios, Atlanta, Georgia. I would like to share with you these words that I left my studio audience with at the end of a taping of Family Feud. I was amazed at the impact these words have had. I have never seen a video of anything I've done go viral so quickly. 58 million people viewed it. That explosive and immediate response showed me that untold numbers of people around the world are looking for the answers to a better life. I'm going to tell you something that every successful person in this world has done in his or her life or career. Every successful person has jumped. They have taken their hopes and dreams and took a leap of faith toward them. If you desire greatness in your life, eventually you're going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life and automatically find happiness. You have to live every moment to the fullest to achieve a life of abundance. If you're waking up thinking that there is more to your life than there is, believe that there is. You have to truly believe in your heart that there is. But in order to get to that life of happiness and abundance, you are going to have to jump. When God created all of us, He gave every last one of us a gift. He never created a soul without endowing that person with a gift. Please don't think of your gift as only a talent in running, jumping, singing, or dancing. It's more than that. If you know how to network, if you can connect dots, if you draw, if you teach, if you fry chicken better than anyone else, if you can bake pies, if you can cut hair, if you can color hair, or if you can cut grass, that is your gift. I had a partner who never wanted to hang out late. Me and my friends would say to him, "Man, let's hang out." He would say, "Nah, I have to get up and cut Mrs. Johnson's grass." We kept laughing at this dude for just wanting to cut grass. He now has a landscaping company in Cleveland worth $4 million. All he does is cut grass, but he was gifted at it. I got another partner who owns a detail shop making $800,000 per year. All he does is detail cars, and he has built it into a 6 mobile truck business where he comes to you and details your car. That's his gift, and that's what he loves to do. Identify your gift. Imagine you are standing on the cliff of life, and you see people soaring by, going to exotic places, or maybe your neighbor up the street purchases a new car every 2 years, and you think, "How does he do that?" At those moments, did you ever stop and think, "Maybe this person has identified his gift," or "Maybe he is living in his gift"? Your Bible says, your gift will make